الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم على فترة من الرسل أن تقولوا ما جاءنا من بشير ولا نذير فقد جاءكم بشير ونذير والله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is the last verse that relates to the discussion where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks and addresses the Ahl al-Kitab on a number of issues. And after this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about a specific incident that happened in the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Ahl al-Kitab, certainly our messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has come to you, making clear to you the deen, the teachings, the shara'i of deen, etc. after an interval. Remember, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, from his time, right to Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, approximately 1,700 years passed. And in that time, many, many Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were sent down with the teachings of deen, etc. And then after Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wa salam's arrival, from then right till the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a prophet and as a Nabi, there is difference of opinion. Some say approximately 500 or 600 years passed without there being any Nabi sent to any specific nation or people. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent as a prophet, he came as a prophet after approximately 500 or 600 years where there was no Nabi sent to any people, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now is calling the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to a specific sharia. Now what happens with those people who lived in that time, as we say, in that fatra, the word that mentioned in Quran, fatra, refers to an interval, a gap. So they were sent, they were living in that period, and there was no messenger that was sent to them. So what happens to them? Because there's no Nabi, so are they responsible, liable for whatever they do, for whatever they did in the dunya, etc.? Had they brought iman, or they didn't bring iman? What is the position of such people? And will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook their deeds, etc., and pardon them on the day of qiyamah? So this is a question that is answered in the books of tafsir as well. And the answer, simple answer, is if they brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they didn't practice upon any specific sharia, etc., because there was no Nabi that was sent to them, then they will definitely be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember, in Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's time, he did invite the people to Allah. So a group of people definitely brought iman in Allah. And like this, from that time right till the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there would be people that would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. So to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, this could be understood by every individual, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created people in a certain way that they would recognize the oneness of their creator. But with regards to a specific sharia, etc., if they didn't follow any specific thing in that time wherein there was no Nabi that was sent to them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon and forgive them. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent to these people. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, yeah, it is now quite clear that you got no excuse to say that there is no warner, that there was no warner that was sent to us, or there was no bashir, no person to give glad tidings of Jannah. If we bring iman, we get Jannah. If we don't bring iman, then of course we are then warned of the fire of Jahannam. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come, so there's no excuse for you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا يُبَيِّنُ لَكُمْ عَلَى فَتْرَةٍ مِّنَ الرُّسُولِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا جَاءَنَا مِن بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now sent, lest that you say that no warner came to us, no person to give glad tidings of Jannah came to us, so there's no excuse for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is here as a prophet, so now accept what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to say. فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ. Most definitely, the person who gives glad tidings, in other words, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the person who warns, in other words, he also, صلى الله عليه وسلم, has definitely come to you. وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability to do everything. So bring iman. If you bring iman, then of course, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم will give you bashara and glad tidings of Jannah. And if you don't bring iman, then all his warnings of not bringing iman will definitely come upon you. In other words, then you are doomed in the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Wa akhir da'wana.